Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of 4 chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
1964, My Girl by The Temptations. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Starter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Oh yeah, you went into Motown and you grabbed a classic. Good job.
Thank you.
I've been sort of fighting the urge to text you because I listened to the channel? It's 74. It's 74. It's Smokey Robinson's channel on Sirius.
Okay.
So I just go from 74 to 75 to 74 to 75 because this B.B. King's Blues Channel in 75, and I just go back and forth.
Okay.
There's so often I want to text you and say, "Hey, play some Temptations, play some Supremes, or play some Aretha Franklin, or play some Junior Walker, or play some Freddie King, or play some Albert Collins, play some B.B. King, or play some."
I don't think I've ever played B.B. King.
Oh,
before.
You do well to play.
I don't think I have.
You do well to play B.B. King. But that you nailed this one. That's a beautiful song. The Temptations. How about, have you ever heard the song Papa Was a Rolling Stone?
I have. I have played that song before on these airwaves. You gave that a 9.5, I think, that
hardcore
day.
Song, beautiful. Just My Imagination.
Of course.
Those are Treat Her Like a Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Those are incredible songs. God, I heard a Temptations song the other day. I'm gonna have to keep looking. As far as this song goes, we are well into the nines. And that song's an interesting song. There's songs that are interesting to me that build. That song builds. It starts off pretty good. It's pretty good, pretty good. And then it just like you're just like, oh God, goes to another layer. Yeah, it goes to another layer. Oh, there's another layer.
That's good.
Whoa.
Some music.
Yeah. Oh God, that's music. 9.777.
I think Bill would be very similar
high.
To that. Yeah, I think Bill would be probably right in the same range.
Mm-hmm.
What about Rudy, though?
Rudy probably gave it. I'm going to say Rudy liked it. Rudy appreciates good music. I bet you Rudy liked it a lot. Well into the 8.88.
Since first ever.
Whoa.
10. He's in my 4 months on the show. Your best song you've ever played. My first ever 10.
Rudy.
From Rudy.
Rudy.
Wow. Nice score, Rudy.
That tells me a lot of good things about Rudy.
Rudy's a good dude.
Yeah.
He's a dude right there.
If Rudy likes that song, he's probably good with the ladies.
He's got life figured out.
Rudy, just go along that route and you'll be fine. Wow.
Some scores before we get to the mailbag. Heyman, 9.
Rick.
Rick Heyman, 9.
Rick.
Genghis, 8.87 better times, he says.
The corn
this
is... By the
way, this is YouTube first we're going to. Troy, 4.5. Bolt, 8.9 better times. Brad, fantastic, 9.5. East Lincoln West, 8.4, classic tune.
Better times.
Robert, 8.3. Casey, oh yeah, 8.2. Like that comment? Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Albert, 9. Al, 8. Scott, 10. Absolutely a 10. To the text line here. A lot of response to this one today. Jake, you just made my day.
Oh, God.
9.2 from Chris, the well driller.
You made somebody's day. How about that?
That's why we do radio.
Yeah. How
about make people's that? Day. Bill and Bennett, 6.5. Jake and Hickman, 4.5. Les in Lincoln, age 73. Classic, 9. Sandmaster and KC, just a 3.4.
Okay, now that's a friend of mine. Is that really? Sandmaster?
I'm frankly stunned by that score. I know the Sandmaster well. That doesn't resonate a 3.4 from him.
I didn't know you knew the Sandmaster.
Must have had bad sleep last night. Cranky this morning. Mm-hmm. Try again, Sandmaster. Vernon Dakin, 9.1. Ryan in California, 10. Shamia B, 9.2. Guilt Nerd, 8.9.
These are high scores, by the way.
Janie and Wahoo, 8.5. The Colonel and Beatrice, 10.
You're getting 10s.
I am. The Temptations are getting 10s. Not me. I just played their song. Gavin Pender, 9.5. Husker Mike in Waterloo, good friend of the show, 7.5.
Husker Mike's a great friend.
Doug in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 9.7 on that one. Rick from Wahoo, 9. A lot of high scores. Coach Libby, 6.8. Stan and Bennett, 6.4. Husker Rick, 6. Jennifer, 8.9. Hubby, 8.3 from the household.
They like Motown. They like Motown.
You saw them in Motown,
well,
right?
I saw them. I saw them after they had visited Motown in Detroit. I think we ran into each other at the Detroit airport, if I remember right.
I got a cuss. So it was a bleeping 11 from Gabe.
Gabe.
On the text line. Bleeping 11.
Okay.
Triple H's dad, 4. Double G says 9.8. Scooter from Roca, awesome, 9.8.
Scooter.
Song of the day. And by the way, last one, Amigo in Fremont.
Our Amigo.
8.5. Our Amigo in Fremont.
Fremont's a great place.
Song of the day is My Girl by The Temptations from 1964. High scores mostly all the way around, including the first ever 10.
Hey,
from Rudy.
Don't be afraid to go down go get some Supremes.
I might do some Supremes.
Go get some Supremes.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Don't put that past me. All right. It is time, without further ado, for the bag. The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Sip?
I've been hacked.
Shiver down the spine.
Yeah.
Avoid that problem, being hacked, by calling our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. They have a 99.7% retention rate, and they manage all things IT and cyber security. If you want peace of mind, free consultation at appliedconnective.com.
I got a rogue charge on my Citibank card pending right now. It's in they've been investigating this for 2 months. I can't imagine.
Did
it
you
would
talk
take
to
that
Apply
long.
Connective yet?
I can't imagine it would take that long if Will was doing it.
No.
But anyway,
he might help you out here.
$139 charge in Washington State, which I haven't been to in 30 years.
You went there in 2010.
Okay.
The football game, Nebraska beat Jake Locker and company.
15 years, yeah. 15, I was there. I was
15
there.
Years.
You're right.
First question from John. Good morning. When I was learning to ride a bike, my dad only put one training wheel on my bike. He said that if I felt like I might tip over, to just lean to that side. How did you learn to ride a bike? Do you remember?
Yeah, just a conventional way. I didn't have training wheels. I think I learned to ride a bike the same way I learned to drive. I just taught myself. I taught myself how to drive. I would put the clutch in, back my dad's Jeep out into the street. We lived on a street that was, there's no traffic at all.
Okay.
And then one day I started it up and figured out the clutch. It was hard. I'm
talking about a bicycle, not a motorcycle.
Well, I'm gonna back up to the bike. And then I kill it a few times. But then all of a sudden one day I was driving around the block, probably 13. I was driving around the block. I was like, okay, I can do this now. But I wasn't comfortable. But then I got comfortable. As far as the bike goes, I got on a bike. And had my brother push me, and I was like, okay, I think I can do this. And I just went. No, I never had training wheels. It wasn't even a big deal. Just happened.
I am fairly certain I had training wheels on my bike. I don't know what age that was. I don't remember that far back when I started riding the bike. I know I did have training wheels on the bike.
See, and I know bicycle. I didn't. I know for a fact I didn't. There's no. I don't think any of us.
You
did.
Think that was a thing in the 70s or when that started?
No, I think it was normal to have them. I think a lot of kids. I think if you.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. That's just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Look at the text line. There'd be about a split. Some had training wheels, some didn't. 50-50. I bet it's almost 50-50.
Next up from Bearded Ben in Holton, Kansas, says...
Your friend. My friend.
He's our friend. The show's friend.
Yeah.
He says, Memorial Stadium, inside joke. Concession choice, Runza, Red Hot Dog, or Val's Pizza. Which one are you picking? I have an easy answer for this.
Wait a second. Runza?
Runza, Red Hot Dog, Fairbury Hot Dog, or... Val's Pizza Slice. What are you picking at Memorial Stadium?
I'm interested that you said it's an easy choice.
It is easy for me.
It's not easy for me.
And I love all three of them.
I do. That's why it's not easy.
My answer, without hesitation, in loving all three of them, is Val's Pizza. There is nothing like a slice of Val's Pizza in its own individual cardboard box at the stadium. It just tastes different. I like Val's Pizza in general. It tastes so much better over there for some reason.
I thought you were going hot dog.
No. I love the Fairbury hot dogs, but there's nothing like the Val's Pizza Slice at either football game, basketball. It's incredible.
You surprised me on that. I thought for sure you're going. I'm going one hundo hot dog, but Runs is not that far behind. I like Val's Pizza.
You ever had the individual cardboard slice of pizza?
Yeah, no.
You get the main big box after the game. I'm talking about go get your own individual slice. Like you get probably like the party.
I've got it. No, I've got
you get
it.
You get the square party style.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you get
like
a regular. I know what you're talking about, Jake. 100%.
Seth gets about four at a time usually.
Well, that's costly.
About $24.
Yeah. He gets four?
I've seen it before.
He'll get four.
And I laugh every time.
He'll get four.
Like when they're coming up the stairs, he's like, "Can I have four for you? Yeah, all for me." And he'll eat all of them within about 8 minutes total.
I'm a hungry dude now.
It's hilarious.
Those hot dogs are incredible.
They are good. And those are great. That's the trifecta at Memorial Stadium. Yep. But to me, it's Val's Pizza.
Thank you, Ben.
It's Bearded Ben. Next up, this is from Tyler. Tyler says, is there an absolute worst soda that you will never drink?
Oh,
pop. Soda pop. Which one you will not drink?
Yes. Yes. Diet Pepsi.
Oh, that's up there for
Hello.
Me. That's definitely in consideration.
What happened?
Pepsi. And people drink that.
Oh, God. I mean, Pepsi lead, it's bad enough.
Like, nobody can tell you that they actually enjoy Diet Pepsi.
Oh, God.
You've just drank it so long, you've numbed your taste buds to crap.
Oh, God. I mean, I'd rather.
You've convinced yourself, hey, it's got no calories. It's got that cola flavor, even though it's not Diet Coke, which is still not great. I don't like Diet Coke either, but
I'd rather.
Diet Pepsi is repulsive.
I'd rather eat green beans than that.
Well, I like green beans.
Well, think of something you don't like.
It's got to be a diet pop. I'm trying to think of if there's a sugar pop I would put in that conversation. I don't like root beer very much. I really don't.
Interesting.
I am not a root beer
I'm
person.
I'm not big on root
which
beer
is
either.
Funny because, here's what's crazy. I have, in my lifetime, talking to people, this is like not a lifetime survey, but noticing people that those who love root beer despise Dr. Pepper. And I love Dr. Pepper and don't like root beer. Something about those tastes do not align for people. Like, mm-hmm. You don't meet people that like both of them. It's either they like one and hate the other, or love one and hate the other one.
Your taste buds evolve as you get older, and I used to be mammoth Dr. Pepper guy, and I still like it, not like I used to. Coke. I like Coke. Coke.
Yeah. Coke-leaded. Coca-Cola.
Coke-leaded.
Not diet. The red can
right.
of Coca-Cola.
Oh, it's beautiful. But Diet Pepsi is a pretty easy choice for me.
The OG CJ says, I'm drinking a Diet Pepsi right now.
I'm sorry, OG.
What happened to your taste buds, CJ?
Oh, it's CJ?
The OG CJ.
The OG CJ.
Come on, man.
If I had to think of another one, I'm not big on root beer either, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't get it. I don't really get it. Another one.
I would go with a friend of the show, Doc Sadler swears by a diet Mountain Dew. That stuff's horrible also.
Nope, I like it.
Nope, it's bad.
Nope, bad. Bad.
Bad
take, Jake.
Nope, it's bad.
Bad take, Jake.
Diet Mountain Dew is not good.
Nope, it's fine.
Not good at all.
It's just fine.
Diet Dr. Pepper. Again, I like, that's what I'm saying. I love regular Dr. Pepper, but diet is horrible. Hey. It is horrible.
Yeah, I'm with
you. It takes away all the flavor.
I'm with you on that.
Nasty.
Yes. Wish I could think of another one. There's some other ones that I won't deal with. Squirt is fine, but along those lines, there's probably a pop along those lines that I don't like. Like something between Squirt and Mountain Dew. Is there something in there that, I mean, I don't, yeah.
I like Squirt.
I kind of like Squirt.
Never had Squirt for years, but I do.
Really
like
interesting
that.
Pop, if you think about it.
It is. It's kind of bizarre. It's like almost like it's tart, right?
Yeah, you're drinking like grapefruit juice.
Exactly. It's strange, but it's good. Yeah. Last one. This is from Thomas. Says, when is the last time either of you smoked a cigar? Do you know?
It's been a long time for me.
I'd say
I
last month, probably. Last month.
Okay. What kind?
Probably called a Fat Bottom Betty. From Deadwood Cigar Company. Shout out to our friend David from Renew. Got me on those a couple years ago. I don't smoke like every month, but
I think it was for me, it was the Alamo Bowl. So what year would that have been? 2003?
2005. 2000.
I think it was the
they play there twice or not?
Yeah, they did.
The one that the Michigan game or the Michigan State game?
Jamal Lord played there.
Michigan State, so 03.
John Mabry's listening right now. John, I think the last time I smoked a cigar was with you on the top of that hotel we stayed in.
22 years ago.
And John, I'm pretty sure it was John Mabry that I was with. But you know that story that I had to quit smoking cigars because I was chain smoking. I don't mind saying this on the air. I was chain smoking cigarillos. For a long time, I couldn't even start my truck without a cigarillo in my mouth. And then I went to the doctor one day, and they said, hey, you got a spot on your lung. Mm. It's not anything crazy, but if you're smoking, stop. I stopped that day. You know how much money I saved?
A lot, and you saved your lungs as well.
Right,
well done.
Because I was buying at least a pack a day and sometimes two. And if you add it up, I think I would get to, like, a car payment. Like, it was like three back then.
Per month?
Yeah, it was like $300. Like, I saved a lot of money by quit smoking.
I'm going to say I average maybe one cigar a month max. It might be once every 2 months.
Cigarillos were little.
I know. I'm going to say I smoke at up most 20 cigars in an entire year, if that.
That's a lot more than I would have guessed.
In a year? We're talking about two max per month, probably.
I didn't know you really went that
way. I haven't smoked in several weeks a cigar. It's been several weeks.
See, you smoke the nice high-end ones.
That'd be over a month.
Those cigarillos were just like almost like cigarettes. Trixie would tell you, she was appalled because my truck's, the top of my truck, the ceiling of my truck was brown.
Yeah, I don't smoke in the car. I go to a cigar lounge or the deck or something like that.
There was one time over here that U-stop, what's the U-stop on over here on, like across from Casey's over there on campus by the...
Yeah, like 17th. Yeah.
I was at that light and I was smoking a cigar and...
17th and Q.
I was smoking a cigar, and a guy pulled up next to me and just started laughing. just started laughing at me. Just like, he looked at me and started laughing.
For no reason at all.
Well, I was a little guy, probably fairly young with a big cigar. That sometimes with cigarillos, you'd get the little ones, but sometimes they'd be out. So you had to get the big cigarillos, the big, like, normal size, which those were a little over the top.
I never had one of those before, I don't think.
They're surprisingly good tasting. Surprisingly good tasting.
That is the mailbag sponsored by Applied Connected Technologies. By the way, Will said have Sip give him a call. So he said, call you about this Washington situation, Citibank situation. But thank you for all the questions.
What's taking so long on that investigation?
Well, that's investigations for. They take their time.
I suppose.
When we come back, hour two, John Butler spoke yesterday. We'll get his audio from his press conference next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.